Good afternoon, everyone. So tularemia is a gram-negative organism that infects both humans and animals in the northern hemisphere. This is something that classically has been associated with rabbits, but it can be found in other animals, including things like cats, prairie dogs, and small mammals. It's designated Category A because of its potential as a bioterrorism agent. It has a rather low infectious dose, and it has been aerosolized. Tularemia can be transmitted in a variety of ways. These include direct contact with infected animals, ingestion, inhalation from aerosolization, or arthropod bites. Human-to-human transmission of tularemia has never been documented. So the clinical presentation of tularemia really depends on the strain, the inoculation route, and the infectious dose. Typically, you'll see symptoms within about 3 to 5 days, although it can take up to 14 days to appear. And there are a variety of clinical syndromes that are, again, tied to the method of acquiring the organism. And you can see these described here. The case fatality rate for tularemia will range between less than 2% to as high as 24%. And this depends, again, on the strain. So during 2015, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services became aware of an apparent increase in tularemia cases. We started to look into this a little bit more and collaborated a bit with several of our neighboring jurisdictions. And when we did that, we realized we weren't alone. And in fact, Colorado, South Dakota, and Wyoming were also seeing increases between 2 to 3 times their regular baseline of tularemia cases. So you can see here that among these 4 states, there were 122 cases of tularemia for 2015. That was 52 in Colorado, 24 in Nebraska, 25 in South Dakota, and 21 in Wyoming. And in fact, those 122 cases among these 4 states accounted for almost half of all tularemia that was reported in the U.S. in 2015. So this map here is illustrating the geographic distribution of these reported cases. So you can see here the small dot is representing 1 case, the medium-sized dot is 2 to 3 cases, and then the larger dot is 4 to 6. And you can see the interesting distribution across these 4 states, where we've got cases in the northeastern region of Wyoming, the southwestern area of South Dakota, Nebraska's northwestern panhandle region, and the northeastern area of Colorado. So a descriptive analysis of these cases was done, and what we found was that ages ranged from 10 months to 89 years, with a median of about 53 and a half years. 88 or 72% were male, and 34 or 28% were female. We also looked at timing from illness onset to report date and found that that had quite a range, between 3 and 117 days, with a median there of 19 and a half days. 77 of our cases were diagnosed by serology, 42 on culture, and 3 on PCR. And the most common clinical presentations that we saw were ulceroglandular, pneumonic, glandular, and typhoidal. And we had 57 hospitalizations with 1 death. Interestingly, 46 patients reported more than 2 possible exposures. 59 reported animal contact, especially cats, rabbits, and rodents. 55 reported environmental aerosolizing activities, especially outdoor labor and lawn mowing. And then 40 reported arthropod bites, particularly ticks and flies. So in conclusion, in 2015, these 4 states experienced greater than twice their baseline number of reported tularemia cases. However, the lack of predominating risk factors resulted in no clear epidemiologic explanation for this increase. This was particularly complicated, as is traditionally true of this organism, by the time from symptom onset to report date being quite long, and also by the fact that people commonly reported so many potential exposures. Therefore, we're really looking forward to ongoing case monitoring and assessment of these specific exposures in order to evaluate whether this trend will continue. Thank you so much.